Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today we reach back into our archives to bring you preaching from 2013. This is by Sister Joan Hardiman in Auckland, New Zealand, and it's entitled The Seekers.
A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We've found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. The word of the Lord. These readings around Christmas and New Year remind me always from a teacher I was privileged to have years ago. These readings are from the Gospel of John, and the first readings from the letters of John 1, 2, and 3. Now, this teacher was a retired priest. He had been a missionary in Africa. He had a great love of Greek and a great love of the gospel and a great love of teaching. And he took a few of us who were enrolled for New Testament Greek year one for some preparatory classes just to get us quit our whistle, as it were. And he was an amazing teacher. It was a privilege to know him. He had immense energy and resourcefulness in introducing us to New Testament Greek. Within a very short time, like 20 minutes, he was playing the recorder and we were singing verses from John's first letter. And in a short time after that, we were all given names of various people mentioned in John's Gospel. In fact, we were so swept along by his enthusiasm that we learned an awful lot of Greek in those first few days. And then real classes started with someone else, and we got down to the nitty-gritty of vocabulary and grammar, etc. But the enthusiasm inspired at the beginning never wore away. So one day, towards the end of the few lessons we had with him, I was fossicking there among all the resources, looking for the name tags. And he said, "Ah, you're seeking your name. This is a great theme within John's Gospel." And the reading today has that word for seeking translated as looking for, which doesn't have quite the same impact as seeking. Because something about seeking, it shows what kind of a person we are. Whatever a person's seeking focused on shows something of their goals and ambition and what kind of person they are. There's also the spiritual seeking, which is about deep inner desires and what we're yearning for in the style of life we have. And this seeking is a theme that follows through many aspects of John's Gospel. The other thing about this passage we've had is John the Baptist pointed out to his two disciples that this was the Lamb of God, and the two disciples turned from John and followed Jesus and stayed with him the day. Then, after that, Andrew went looking for his brother Simon and brought him along to Jesus. And then Jesus looked at Simon and changed his name to Kephas, the rock. The interesting thing here is one that Sandra Schneider highlights, that usually we're brought to Jesus through someone else, parents or teachers or parish community or reading some avenue in family or in our acquaintances leads us to Jesus. But then the relationship is with Jesus. And then the one who led us there fades away because the relationship carries on and is an ongoing. And this is what part of the constant revelation of Jesus, all people in various ages, is all about. It wasn't Jesus once long, long ago, but we keep on relating to Jesus today. Jesus is revealed to us, and we then lead others to